Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, for Dominicans, is the Feast of All Saints of the Dominican Order. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Are You the Lost Sheep or the One Who Searches?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The parable of the lost sheep. Now that all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling, saying, This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So he told them the parable. Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin I have lost. Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. We all know the frustration of losing things. Once in a marketplace or mall, my friend was separated from me and the place was about to be locked closed. I was scrambling all over to find her, and when I did, I rejoiced. Sometimes it's keys or important papers, but finding is a joy. The woman lost the coin of her dowry. So did she did everything to find it. A celebration ensued. Wouldn't you be happy to see those who needed change to come and hear Jesus, to the church or self-help group? Why are the Pharisees and scribes so upset? Migrants, when they find a home in a new land, rejoice despite the hardships. There are many who grumble and some who do not see the loss and pain of migration. They sometimes feel threatened by changes caused by differences in culture, customs, and their own. Jesus in the gospel welcomes all and has fellowship with them. He was talking to the scribes and Pharisees whose self-righteousness made them look down on sinners or those who did not follow the letter of the law. They looked down on Jesus for welcoming them and eating with them. What might Jesus say to us about the ways we look at immigrants or migrants? I have found in ministry that they are often more open in sharing what they have and caring for one another than we are. Today, can we rejoice that they have found a home? Can we rejoice when the poor find a job in a welcoming community? Are we as Jesus or grumbling when our neighbor, parish, or school has people of other races, cultures, or sexual differences? Can we begin to rejoice in all we might learn from them? Are we the ones in need of repentance, knowing that if we are and repent, the angels of God will rejoice over us?